Hi, Cindy Rayfield here. Here's my next episode of Practical Business Hacks from My Car. So today we're going to be talking about what makes me feel better. And hopefully that helps you to figure out what makes you feel better. Because right now, where we are right now is we're living in a world of the coronavirus. No matter when you listen to this, just know that we're right smack dab in the middle of the coronavirus right now. We're all supposed to be staying home. I'm going out to check on my businesses and to make a grocery store run. But yeah, we're not supposed to be having any contact with people. And it's a really weird time right now. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that I do when I'm feeling down in the dumps, when I'm not feeling great about myself. I'm going to talk about three things that I do to kind of get me out of that funk. But then there's also three things that I do for my business to get my business out of a funk, which of course relates to me too, me personally. It's all in my head. I know that. But there's three personal things that I can do and three business things that I can do. So let's start with the personal things first. There's three things that I've done for years. If I'm down in the dumps and I know that I'm just not feeling great, it's not going to be a great day, it's kind of a gloomy day, sun's not shining, and something I want to just fix in my life to make myself feel better, the first thing I do is make my bed. Now, I've been a big bed maker for years. I don't remember not making my bed. I'm sure there was a time in my life when I didn't make it. Maybe my teenage years or my young child years, but I love making my bed. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I've got a good handle on my day. But what really surprises me is how many people don't make their bed. It really is kind of a discipline factor. It's like it's the one thing that one of the things that I can control in my life. And I like being able to walk into my bedroom and see that things are in order and straightened out. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm a clean person. I'm not a neat freak. In fact, I'm kind of, you know, messy in some areas of my life. But the bed making is not one of those things. In fact, it's one of the first things that I do in the morning. But if I'm not feeling good and I haven't made my bed, that's the first thing that I do. It really does bring a sense of order to the day. So I would suggest that everybody make their bed. It makes you feel a lot better. The second thing that I do is I go and I empty my dishwasher and reload any dishes that might be in it. This is another thing I've always done. I always clean up my kitchen after dinner every night. I don't leave dishes in my sink. I can't stand it. I can't stand waking up in the morning to a sink full of dishes from the night before. So I've always made sure that the kitchen was clean after dinner. But in the morning, sometimes, you know, we get some coffee cups going, some spoons, things start gathering in the sink. But I know that I've run the dishwasher the night before. I go ahead and empty it. And I reload it again with dirty dishes and wipe up my counters and make sure that the kitchen's neat. That makes me feel good too. In addition to that, this is kind of part of my keeping my kitchen clean. I'll scrub my sink. If I'm really in a bad way and I want to get something done, I scrub my sink. I scrub it with Comet, make sure it's nice and neat, shiny, and then I put a little oil in it, oil up my sink. It's stainless steel, and it makes my kitchen feel super clean. So that's another thing that I do. And the last thing I do, we're not a family that does spends a lot of time folding clothes. Hate to say it. We live out of the dryer a lot of times. Sometimes we live out of baskets. I have a daughter, a 19-year-old daughter. It doesn't bother her in the least to live out of laundry baskets. But what really makes me feel good too is when I can just take one of those baskets and fold it and put all those clothes away. We probably have two or three baskets going at one time. So just to fold one of them. Maybe it's towels. Maybe I'll just go in and I'll just fold only the towels and put all the towels away. That takes a huge lump out of that basket, and it feels good to kind of have that put away. So those are my three personal things that I do that always make me feel better. Just kind of set me on a good start, good path. So that's the first thing. Now for my business, this is a little bit different, but along the same lines, if I'm just not feeling it, feeling a little bit down in the dumps, not sure where things are, it's usually because I have a lack of clarity, a lack of focus, lack of motivation. So there's three things that I can do in my business to turn that around too. The first thing is clean off my desk. My desk can get messy. I am not going to lie. I'm probably not a clean desk person. It's like organized chaos. My husband would argue that it's not even organized. It's just chaos. So to start feeling better, I will clean my desk. And that means taking everything off, putting it on the floor, start laying out piles, and throw away a ton of stuff, dust everything off, and then put it all back together again. That feels good. Kind of gets my head together. and it just makes me feel better. That's number one. If I really want to dig deeper, I'll go down and dig into my files and clean those out. And right now, in the middle of our coronavirus quarantine, it's probably my next thing. I did clean my desk. I'm probably going to go in and clean up my files. It's probably going to be the next thing and organize those. I got time for that. Okay, so then number two, what I like to do is really take a close look at what I have to do in my business. It's really easy to let email and social media get the best of me, and all of a sudden the day's gone, and I've been doing nothing but checking email and going through social media posts. I could use the excuse all day long that it's how I do my business, but the reality is it's a time suck. It's a time killer. So I will put aside my email and my social media. In fact, I'll turn off all my notifications, and I will sit down and do a big brain dump. I'll just do a big brain dump of all the things that I want to accomplish and all the things that I have to do. Now, this is very important because what I have to accomplish and what I have to do are two different things. Really being focused about what it is that I want to accomplish is really important, almost over the to-do list. Okay, the to-do list is nice. It just gets everything out of your head. But if you really sit down and you focus on what you want to accomplish and work with that, it brings a lot of clarity. So then I'll take my accomplishment list of things I want to accomplish, and I'll pick just the one thing that I want to get done today or tomorrow or any point in the week. It could be it's a big enough project that it's going to take me this week to get it done, but I figure out what that one thing is, and I try to get it done by Tuesday, especially if I'm really thinking ahead in advance. If I can get it done by Tuesday, then the rest of the week is just cake, and I can just knock out some of the things on my to-do list. But again, the accomplishment list and the to-do list are two very distinct lists, and really writing that down gets it out of my head. But then picking the one thing, one or two things that I want to accomplish during the week. If it's early enough in the week, trying to finish that by Tuesday. And that also helps me too. And the last thing that I do that makes me feel good is take a close look at my calendar and really figure out how to utilize my calendar. And that may mean calendaring all of the things that I want to accomplish. So I pick out what I want to accomplish, but then I put it on a calendar. And that might even mean putting some of my to-do list items on the calendar too, especially if they're important and they're not just sucking time. But if I can put something on my calendar and actually block time for it and honor that, that helps me to feel better in my business too. So those are my three business things that I like to do. Okay. Number one, clean my desk. Number two, pick the most important thing I want to accomplish. Number three, put things on the calendar to block it out and get things done. That makes me feel really good. So I'm hoping that helps you all too right now. I hope that you're all keeping yourself safe, practicing your social distancing, really being good to yourselves, getting some things done, being good to yourself, but also taking this time to actually focus on some things that you've been putting off, things that might help make your business grow or make you grow personally. Take some time while we're in quarantine to get those things done. All right, everybody, I hope this helps you feel better. I hope it makes me feel better. I just wanted to get that out for everybody to share. Thanks so much. Those are my tips. That's my practical business hack from my car. Hope you guys are all having a wonderful week. Bye.